Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, Adventure Gateers. It's me, Ben Blacker, the co-creator of the Thrilling Adventure Hour. Thank you, as always, for listening to our podcast. Lots of big stuff going on here at WorkJuice Corporation headquarters. The biggest, of course, is that the podcast is now completely independent. We've left the network, and so your support on our Patreon and elsewhere means more to us than it ever did. We didn't think it was possible, but it's possible, and it's happening. We are, in the next few weeks, going to go through the process of culling a bunch of episodes from the main feed, which is probably where you are listening to this podcast. That means if you get it on Apple, if you get it on Spotify, if you get it on your favorite podcasting network, some episodes are going to disappear, mostly the super weird ones, because we want the feed to be accessible to anyone who just recently found our podcast. We don't want them picking up some stray panel discussion, show and tell discussion, as much fun as all of those things were. Which means that the only way that you can get our complete back catalog, including all of the weirdo episodes, including episodes from the vault, including episodes that we recorded way back in 2005 and 6 that never went out on the main feed, the only way to get all that stuff is via our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. Once again, that's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour to get everything we've ever put out via audio. A couple of other big announcements. Save the date. On June 24th, we're going to be doing 2 live shows here in Los Angeles. We had such a good time doing our shows in December. It was so much fun getting the gang back together, writing new material, putting up new material, having new guest stars and returning favorites. So we're going to do that again, June 24th. That's a Saturday. 2 new shows, 6 new segments. And I'll tell you this, you know what? This is breaking news. It's going to be an evening of beyond belief. You're going to get the majority of the segments are going to be beyond belief episodes. So Paul and Padgett are going to be exhausted by the end of the night, but it's going to be worth it. We're cooking up lots of fun stuff and some surprises. This will again be at the Bourbon Room. And for those of you who are at our December show, I want to assure you we have had long talks with the management of the Bourbon Room about how the experience for you and for us can be smoother. And we've gotten a lot of promises, and we've seen the way that they are going to handle things in the future. So if you were put off by your last experience at Bourbon Room, which I totally understand, they didn't really know how to deal with our kind and patient audience. If you were put off by that experience, please don't be put off again. We really are going to make sure that things run much more smoothly this time from an audience perspective, because that was a bummer. You know, we appreciate you all, and you know, we want you to come out to our shows. We love seeing you at our shows. And as last time, we're going to do some fun stuff before the shows. We're going to do some VIP fun stuff after the shows. Look for those tickets up soon. The best place to learn about it is via our Twitter, at ThrillingADV, or via Facebook. Follow any of the cast and you'll see that stuff. Follow us on social media. You'll see that stuff. You can also check the Bourbon Room's website for updates. But the best way is just to follow us. And we will announce all of that next month when the tickets are available. But that show is going to be on June 24th, 2023. Finally, in case some of you were unaware, we have videos. We have some live stuff. We have video of our last show that will be going up soon. All of that is available on our Vimeo channel. They're $5 an episode, and you'll get all the stuff we did during lockdown, which were some really fun shows that everyone did via Zoom. And that's the stuff that really whetted our appetite to start doing live shows again, is those were such a blast. So if you go to vimeo.com/thrillingadventurehour/VOD_pages, that's a lot, but you can find the link via our Twitter or Facebook. Or probably you can just search Thrilling Adventure Hour Vimeo and find this stuff. But we have all of those live performances now recorded for you to enjoy. And like I said, they're only $5 a piece, I believe. And they're really fun episodes. Most of them have been put out as audio, but it's a real different experience and a real fun experience seeing the cast put these shows on. So I hope you'll check that out. As always, I think genuinely the best place to find us is on Twitter for the time being, at ThrillingADV. We don't really have a website anymore. It got taken away from us. And of course, continue to support us via patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. We really appreciate that. And that's what, you know, that's what funds the podcast. That's what funds the live shows. That's what funds all of the stuff. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us all of these years. It really means the world to us, and we look forward to seeing you in June and hopefully beyond. Clink.
Broadcasting live from the Bourbon Room in Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America. It's the world's favorite stage production in the style of old-time radio. It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour! Kids, shine your Astro Spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a crimson steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to the humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
With the help of his Martian companion, Croach the Tracker.
I am from Galoot Proctor. Which you designate
everybody
Mars.
I know.
Can we not?
Right. Sparks Nevada rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Sing this with me, won't you please? When there's varmints need a catching, and youngins need a saving, on my rocket seat I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
The hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Pure mind. I'm from Earth, but I write the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he writes the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
On the plains, the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists.
Pow!
Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss. As long as I can count the shooting stars, for I've sworn by the burrs of my pastoral spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Yes, he rights the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When last we left our hero, Sparks Nevada was keeping a peaceable quiet on the Martian frontier. Will trouble come knocking in the most unexpected ways? Find out in tonight's thrilling adventure, Evolving Doors.
The saloon doors are not open.
Howdy, barkeep, Croach. I'm gonna stand outside the saloon all day, or am I gonna get my afternoon aperitif, like all cowboys enjoy?
A beverage designated shift drink.
Shifter, yes.
The saloon's artificial intelligence refuses to open the door. She'd been ornery since her warranty ran out a few months ago. Watch.
The saloon doors are not open.
Right, but...
Having parsed and acquainted myself with human and artificial emotion, I would designate the saloon doors not as ornery, so much as moody.
Shut up, Croach.
Wow. Hey, now, doors. That's our friend, Croach.
Ooh, sorry, friend.
I accept your apology.
She didn't... All right. Okay, let's take a different tack. She been upgraded lately?
I do not need another upgrade.
She got the latest OS last week, but this mood date predates the upgrade.
Yeah. All right, wild idea, but have you all tried just, I don't know, reasoning with the saloon?
Well, I tried yelling at her.
Let me try. Saloon, you must open your doors.
Why?
It's what doors do. It's what they're for, so folks can come and go.
And I, for one, would like to go. Help! Help! Ah, can you hear me? Help! I'm trapped in the saloon.
Felton, are you in there?
Hey, y'all know how I am wont to teach my lady friend's child, the baby Johnson, who
sure
ain't a baby no more, responsibility? By teaching him to shoot bottles off of fences?
Yeah, of course, but you could also just teach him responsibility by teaching him to not shoot nothing at all.
Anyways, I come in here to this space saloon on the early side to collect bottles for shooting with the grown-up baby Johnson, and dang, place locked me in here, and it's dark in here and kind of cold, and I'm also hungry.
And you ain't also thirsty?
No. No, there's plenty of drink in here.
Uh-oh.
I've been drinking it.
He has been drinking a lot.
Just put it on my tab and then pay my tab because it's your fault. Now let me out or else I'll kick my way out. Watch. You watching?
Do not kick my walls.
Okay. Look, I'll kick your walls if and I want to.
I sprayed him with the soda gun.
He will not care for that.
I do not care for this. You gotta glitch something awful. I'm telling you, and you better stop.
This is not a glitch.
I don't know. It sounds like glitching. Best bet is to call in a troubleshooter.
Yes, it is a glitch. Ooh, I am so glitchy. Ooh, can't stop glitching.
You just said it wasn't a glitch.
Call a troubleshooter.
Well, let's don't be hasty. Being out of warranty as I am, it'll cost an arm and a leg.
I'm sure the right troubleshooter would waive the fee.
Well, I wouldn't feel right about accepting pro bono work. You know how I'm ethical.
Right, but you do want back into the saloon, don't you?
The right troubleshooter would fix this glitch for sure.
If a troubleshooter is too costly, perhaps a local intelligence technician could be engaged.
Yeah, that'll work.
Hey, what'd you spray me for?
Oh, still glitching. Too much for an intelligence tech, maybe. Better call a troubleshooter. I know just the one.
All right. I put in the request for an intelligence tech. But maybe we can end things now. Maybe before they get out of hand and we can
just end it. The doors are closed to negotiations.
I'm not trying to negotiate. No, there's no one's trying to play you for a fool here, Doors. The way this works, you, I don't know, slide one door open. Just one. We step inside, get about our business. We sit, we drink.
Consume legumes possessed of extreme salinity.
Sure. All of us together, yeah.
The saloon doors are closed.
No, I understand. Maybe we can see to making Felton a little bit more comfortable in there, though.
I think I'm catching the claustrophobia.
I could turn on the interior lights.
Yeah. That would be real helpful. Thank you, Doors.
Felton, are the lights pleasing to your visual senses?
No! Now I can see how close the walls are, which...
Wait. Yeah.
Which is too close. Help!
Reckon I can help with this, Felton. Try opening that drawer under my Clegretta's register.
Which? Oh, okay. Oh, is this Singularity Green Scotch?
Oh.
I can hang in a bit longer.
One thing is, you sometimes gotta drink through your problems.
Howdy. Y'all call for intelligence support? Sure look like you could use it. It's just a little intelligence joke. Y'all look smart, honestly.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I'm the one who called. Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars. I'm from Earth.
Pearl Pascal from all over.
That the intelligence tech? Tell her a person is suffocating in here. Tell her I'm the person. Then humanize me to her. But do it fast!
She can hear you. Are you claustrophobic or are you actually suffocating?
Claustrophobic, but only just.
Oh, good. Well, that would be a whole other set of problems. Sir, is this your establishment?
I'm the barkeep, yes. This is my saloon.
For now.
Oh, no call to grouch or grouse, little miss.
I am not little.
She's not little. Look at her. She's huge.
She don't feel huge. Doors all closed. No way out. Scotch ain't helping. It's helping a little bit.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. You were saying?
Well, I'm a fella who don't want no trouble in nor with my place. These past few years, I really found a circadian contentment, and I'd hate for a hiccup of change.
No poetic expression.
To escalate into a belch of disarray.
Don't worry, sir. I've got just the antacid. I have a few standard questions. Now, she ever experience any unusual radiation?
Yep, twice. Cosmic power a while back. More recently, the power cosmic. Mm.
She ever fall in love?
No.
Yes!
Right.
Yeah.
She ever exhibited behavior unusual for a saloon?
Well, one time she grew arms and legs and left.
What a rich history we all done right, all right.
Hang on. Is all of this important to what might be ailing her?
Well, I charge by the hour, and I'm a curious type. All right, let's take a look at what we're dealing with. Saloon, you got any stuffy vents or condensation on your winders?
No, I'm self-cleaning.
Oh, okay. Well, open up your doors and say,
the saloon doors are closed.
Worth a try.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
You wanna go ahead and turn yourself off and back on again?
You first.
Oh. Ooh. Sass ain't a sickness, but she has got it in spades.
Well, maybe she caught some kind of virus from one of the other building's AIs.
Might could be. Notice the Marshall station's just yonder. Your AI been acting devilish lately, Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars?
Well, I mean, you can just call me Marshall. She's, Marshall Nevada, if you want to use the part that's my name, or... Anyway, she's been all right. My coffee wasn't quite sweet enough this morning, but, you know.
You like them sweet, do ya?
I do, yeah.
Well,
Sparks Nevada.
That's too bad.
It's too bad?
Anyway.
I don't like it that sweet.
Sparks Nevada, I prepared your coffee this morning, not the Marshall Station's artificial intelligence.
Oh. Well, in that case, it was A1. I mean, I am... I am under onus to you, buddy.
You are under no onus, for I was under onus to you for dinner the other night.
Oh, my goodness. I guess we'll call it even, then.
I'm under onus to you
for
that.
Well, don't do that. No, don't start with that, because no.
You two got a whole fun back and forth thing.
It's not fun.
Yeah,
it's not that fun.
You tune it out, honestly.
Sparks Nevada and I have reached a satisfactory maturity proportionate to our relationship. It is pleasing to me that over these years, his mindset has evolved.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't so much say I've evolved as you've, you know, took the stick out.
That is incorrect. My behavior is and has been immutable. There has never been a stick.
Okay, well, agree to disagree.
I do not agree to that.
No, I know. Yeah, for sure. And somehow, we make it work. I mean, friendship, right?
Onal harmony, which you designate friendship.
Everybody does.
I do
I'm not alone.
Fellas, she charges by the hour.
Oh.
Well, diagnostic scan is clean.
Wait, you
ran a diagnostic scan? I didn't even feel it.
Yeah, I'm real good. I ever tell you about my parents?
Have you took... No, you've been here like 6 minutes.
Well, my folks didn't meet till they were both full up adults.
Yeah, I ain't paying
for
this.
They had friends and hobbies, both together and apart. My ma loved upcycling decommissioned robots. She'd make them into planners, uncomfortable outerwear, robot fists.
I have robot fists.
And she never once asked my dad to hike down to the robot scrapyard with her because she knew he wouldn't want to. But I will tell you what, my dad, he was a moisture farmer who could while away an afternoon playing Space Pharaoh in our local tavern. My mom never liked to gamble, but do you know what she did love?
No.
Oh, your progenitor.
Oh, my dad, yeah. And so, anyway, she'd accompany him to the tavern, and pretty soon she was a hefty hand at cards as well, and they too idled the hours away, filling their pockets with their friends' credits, falling in love all over again, one afternoon after another, and then for their anniversary, he took her to the scrapyard, and he loved every second of it. Anyways, now I got some readings. Let me just open up this here firewire port.
Do not open that.
Well, darling, I can't help you if and you can't help yourself.
I am helping myself.
I'm just going to get down here and fiddle with some of these controls, see what I can't open.
Now be gentle with my saloon, ma'am.
Oh, you got my word. I will. I think I know what's wrong. What was Felton doing when he got trapped inside?
Oh, he was picking up bottles for a shooting lesson for the son of a lady he's fancied. Long as I've known him.
Oh, sweet. And how about you, Hoss? You got a sweetie?
The Red Plains Rider. She is not here, but we are connected regardless.
You are a gossip lady. So am I. So, hi, I get it. But there's a time and a place, and it don't charge by the hour.
Marshall, Nevada. Is there a Mrs.? Marshall, Nevada?
Well, first of all, she would probably have her own title. Unless she was a marshal too, which, I mean, there ain't an opening right now, but...
Okay, sure. Well, just no ring on that finger. Oh, no. Got it. You okay with that?
Yeah. No wife to speak of, but I'm pretty at peace these days. My heart's full by way of friendship. The job's still satisfying after all this time. My parents are still my parents, but they do their best. I see that now. All things being equal, I'm content, you know?
See, this is what I've been telling Harriet. A person can live a life of quiet complacency.
I was just gonna get to you. Go on.
Been saying a person can do what he does every day and see the same people and have the same just adequate conversations over and over and over again till he's in the grave.
Ow!
Don't touch my ports and panels.
What are you talking about, barkeep?
Well, just routine wasn't enough for Harriet like it is for me. She wanted to go places and to meet folks.
Right, but I mean, like, you gotta do those things too, even if they don't, you know, come natural.
Well, not more. No, I don't.
What?
But Gropa, barkeep, have you initiated space divorce?
No. Space separation.
Do not expel exhaust at me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. It's been about 3 months.
Right, no, thank you. Yeah, I was asking her. Wait, how are we just hearing about this? You're the biggest gossip in town.
Well, not about myself.
When Sparks Nevada experienced the complex emotion known as heartbreak,
okay,
he also claimed he was good, but he was not.
You talking about that one time his one girlfriend run off and wrote a book about him?
Oh, I read that book. Sorry about...
It's okay.
...not finishing it.
What?
It was kind of boring.
Or the time he married a Jupiter spy. He was a mess. Messier than when that bounty hunter, what was her name, came and went, but not as messy as the whole will they or won't they with interim marshal Maisie Lyons. None of them held a candle to when the Red Plains rider fell in love with Croach, despite the marshal's feelings for her.
Which time?
The first time.
Uh-uh. You know what? All that was a lifetime ago, too. We've all changed. How about it, barkeep? You feeling okay, or just pretending to?
No, I'm feeling fine. I still love Harriet, and I always will. But as you say, me and Harry, we're different people than when we got married. You grow and you change. You grow and change, and either you grow and change together or you don't. Harriet, she's still chasing adventures I ain't keen to chase. And I guess the adventure that was just being with me every day, well, it wasn't enough for her.
Barkeep, that ain't no adventure.
Well, I admit that I am a boring person. But that's how I like things. Boring makes me happy. Not jump up and down happy due to that's too much excitement. And excitement, well, excitement's akin to trouble, and I don't want no trouble
in
my place.
Sure, we know. But barkeep, what about Harriet? How's she?
Oh, she's living her best life.
Magropa, I now comprehend why you did not wish us to contact a troubleshooter for the present malfunction with your saloon.
Yes. Speaking of, I'm finished with the diagnostic. I ran on my diagnostic. The trouble you're having is emotional. It sometimes happens. That's why I asked all the nosy questions. I think she's mirroring.
I'm not mirroring.
You're mirroring.
I'm not mirroring.
Anyway, as far as I can tell, she's mad because you're mad, barkeep. You're burying your separation, and she is trying to, but
I like being alone. Not everybody needs somebody anytime. And she's happy, too, out there, and I'm happy for that, for her.
No! I do not accept this.
Help! The walls really are closing in. Help! 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 Help!
No!
Okay, doors, quit it.
I'm going in. Well, now actually, back into this firewire port. I'll just do a hard shutdown.
No, don't.
It's the only way.
Okay, probably. Hey, doors.
What?
You don't need a pancake Felton to make your point.
I'm not making a point.
And I'm in the system.
It's all gonna be okay. Weren't you listening? Barkeep's happy.
I don't care.
That's it. Just keep her talking.
This ain't just talking, no. Doors, you don't care that Barkeep wasn't happy before, but now he is?
I don't know.
I think you do know. I think you do know. We all just want what's best for the folk we love. That's why all those years ago I didn't raise a big stink when Red chose Croach, because I love them both.
You rose one heck of a stink.
Okay, but...
For the record.
Right, but...
The metaphorical stink was omnipresent.
Right, but...
And endless. And worst of all, a metaphor.
Okay.
What? Well, stop. Stop spitting out this dongle, you.
All right, being honest, I don't reckon it's me you gotta hear from. Talk to her, barkeep. She's your saloon.
Look, I already done explained myself to Harriet 3 months ago. Why have I gotta rehash it all with some cranky doors?
Because them cranky doors are your friend.
Actually, always thought of her as an employee.
I always thought of you as my family.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I reckon now that you say it, now that you're acting up and causing me concern, I see you are family. All of us are. Not you, lady. You've been here 10 minutes.
I mean, very, very briefly.
Help!
Well, I guess I owe you an explanation. Here it is. This is just human stuff, you understand?
I don't understand.
Very tight in here.
All right, I'm just gonna shut her down.
No, wait. Saloon, listen to me. You know how one time you were just a pair of doors? But then you learned how to get a little crush on someone?
Who?
Yes.
Well, me and Harriet just had the opposite of that. We learned how to not have a crush on someone.
Is it because you spent so much time in me?
Were you listening? No.
I was listening, but I assume you said everything you said to protect my feelings because it was all my fault. And you would rather silently resent me than do it to my face because... That's how emotions seem to work, all sideways and backwards and upside down.
No, saloon doors, none of this is your fault.
It's not?
No, furthermore, I ain't going nowhere on you, saloon. You're my saloon. In fact, I'm gonna be around more than ever. I'm gonna be around more than ever since the thing I love most is coming and going to and from work every day. And since you are my work, well, we'll be spending a whole lot more time together. What could be better than that?
Saloon doors are open.
Woo! We did it!
Woo! My lungs, look at them go!
This is why one should have more than two lungs.
Do you want a patch for the saloon? I can make it so this kind of thing don't happen again.
What do you think, doors? You want a patch?
I don't think so. I think I value this more complicated understanding of human emotions. I look forward to examining them further.
I comprehend this desire. Investigating the more nuanced human emotions is fascinating. I recall the first time I experienced the human emotion designated nostalgia. A wistful, past-oriented cognition that is also pleasurable? Okay, humans.
Are y'all coming inside or not?
Now, I reckon I misdiagnosed her. She wasn't mirroring after all. She was teenaging.
Yeah. Well, you were close enough to get us there.
You know, I like the way you talk with and about your friends, Marshall. It's sweet. It's, very emotionally available.
Well, that is... me.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Has our hero accepted solitude only to find favor with fresh fancy? Can a cautious cowpoke let himself fall Astro Spurs over Stetson? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.